Good evening, brothers and sisters. We're about to get started this evening. So, it is my honor to bring forth a person that some of you might know, but some of you didn't know back in 1965. Because she worked out of the scope office, and you may not have noticed the resemblance to Jose. So I'm proud to present Jose's oldest, beautiful daughter, Barbara William Emerson.
John, I want to bring you greetings this evening from the Hosea Williams family. As John said, I am the firstborn of the Williams family of the children, and I have here with me tonight also the firstborn of the Williams grandchildren, Mr. Wiyusi Emerson. If you stand up and let them see my beautiful son. Wiyusi was born in 1972, and at that point in time, to show you where my head was, Wiyusi is not a name, it's a word. It's a Swahili word, and it means blackness. So that's what I named him, and being the progressive parents that we were, actually the fact that we had not figured out a middle name, we were very proud of having selected this first name after going through a list of African names that we could neither pronounce nor did we know what they meant. When we said Wiyusi means blackness, that was way cool. So the nurse came in and we very proudly told him what we had selected as a first name, and then she said, "And the middle name?" And his father, Frank Emerson, and I looked at each other like we were supposed to get a middle name too. So being the progressives that we were, we said, "Well, when he comes of age, he may select his own name." And when he came of age, he did exactly that. He selected his own name, and he selected the middle name, Jose. Wiyusi, I could have done that, but he did it. So his name is Blackness Jose Emerson, and he is the eldest of the Hosea Williams grandchildren and a teacher, an educator who's teaching the third grade here in DeKalb County. So that's my pride and joy. And this tribute this evening will be made up of several parts. And the first part, things just came together in a very organic and magical way for this evening. And just today, yesterday in fact, Ann Nesbitt, who is one of our scope workers and volunteers, said, "Do you want me to, let me show you the poem that I..." Remember the poem that I wrote when Jose was passing? And I said, "Yes," and I thought, and then I said, "I do remember the poem." And so it's called A Tribute to Hosea Williams. So Ann will now come and read us A Tribute to Hosea Williams, which could not be more befitting.
Thank you, Barbara. We are here today to honor a great man, a man who dedicated his life to humanity, a fearless man who indefatigably stepped up to the shattered plate of human suffering, a man who could be counted upon to go where angels fear to tread, to take the step when others tremble and falter. A man with the courage of 1,000 armies, a man with the courage to challenge convention, to attack the barred and barbed wire of prevention. A man of great energy, a man of passion, a man of joy, of happiness, a man of determination to do exactly that which had not yet come into fashion. A pioneer, a missionary, a sustenance to human souls who have lost all hope, who lie in the gutter of life lost in agony, to those who have no earthly possibility to cope. It is to these that he throws his visionary extended rope. A man whose heart sings and ripples with glee the moment he hears the toll, the transcendent command of his destiny. A man of wit and searing forthright wisdom, a man of credence, a man of commanding vision. A man who marched and jailed with King, the man King entrusted with sacred things. The man who King anointed to organize scope, to register black voters with white and black hands, to change the political landscape of the South, bringing to the realities and hearts of black folks hope. The man who dared to throw his hat in the political ring of politics, such a bizarre and hopeless parade of chagrin and nasty putrid things. The man who turned away from the follies of political kings when he heard God say, Hosea, don't drain your power. Dedicate your life now to the blossom that floats up from the bottom of the lake. Water the lilies with your hour. A man whose candle burns so brightly for so many lives, a man of great height and might, he. God, let us sing today the praises of Hosea. God, let us honor today the most sacred Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King's deputy, your trusted servant, the Reverend Hosea Williams. A man for all seasons, a man beyond reason, beloved by so many. Hear our resounding celebration of his great drummed role as stands and shines out among us the glory of his soul.
Been written for tonight any better than it was. I would also like to thank all of you for coming to this specific part of the program. You're not supposed to be watching this now. I know that's taking your attention. Those are scenes from Hosea Williams' The Untold Story, which was a TV special done on WSB-TV here in Atlanta, and we will be able to see and hear the entire 22-minute video in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. I would like to now present to you a dear person to me, and she's one of those people that Jose touched just by being a citizen of Atlanta. She actually was a student with my younger sister Yolanda at the Atlanta School. It's not the Atlanta School of Performing Arts, but it's Northside, but it is the Atlanta School of Performing Arts. And she has gone on to perform across the country and internationally as a singer, and when I put off the call, she immediately responded when I asked for an artist to perform tonight and apologetically said, because I value your talents as an artist, it is a pro bono gig, but and if you can't do it, I'll understand. And so I put it on Facebook so that a number of people would see it, but I was hoping that it would be T. Renee who would respond, and indeed she did. So I'd like to present to you now T. Renee Crutcher, who is a wonderful vocalist and is also the founder of Sankofa Ministries.
Didn't ask me to speak, but I've got to tell you, to look out into this room, and when I was saying to Claire, my seatmate, and your friend, when I walked in here and I saw this, I said, Lord, look at all these white folks. And I got to tell you, it's so refreshing. I wish every young person could be in this room today to see the sacrifice when you didn't have to, that you made so that all of us could be free.
Give us this day our daily bread. You said you would supply our needs according to your riches. We
goosebumps. I recently saw her in a production where she did songs of Mahalia Jackson juxtaposed to a young man who was doing speeches of Martin Luther King. And the only thing that he did not have right about Dr. King is that, you know, at the Dr. King, at the end of his sentences, he would go up. And he didn't quite have that down where he would go up at the end of the sentence. But otherwise, he had the voice, he had the tone, he had it down. And Miss T. Renee Crutcher was Mahalia Jackson. So I thank you for joining us this evening and sharing your gift with us. All right, I would now like to call up another scope staff person, who tells me that he has gained some weight in the last 50 years, but I don't believe it. But I would like to ask Mr. Richard Smiley, where is he, to come up and bless this evening for us and bless the food, which I'll ask the staff to start bringing out, and we'll have dinner. And we'll do something around dessert time, and then we will continue with the program, including the video. Thank you.
We bow our head. Oh, Father, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you thanking you, Lord, and praising your name. Lord, thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the love. Thank you for bringing us back together after 50 years. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you have brought us so far. And Lord, we thank you for the ones that thought it was robbery, Lord, to organize this and bring us back together. So Lord, we just said thank you. And we come to you, Lord, ask you to bless this food. Give it to, that this food would give us the nourishment to continue to do your will and to fight for justice for all human beings. We ask all these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One more little thing before we eat. I just received a letter from the mayor of Atlanta, and I asked my wife to Gloria Reynolds to read it.
October 2nd, 2015. Greetings. As mayor of the city of Atlanta, it is my pleasure to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Southern Christian Leadership Conference's Summer Community Organization for Political Education, SCOPE, project. The SCLC has made incredible strides in the past 5 decades since Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made the call for change and for African Americans to claim their right to vote. This milestone event acknowledges the struggles and obstacles that have been overcome, but also how far we have to go to attain equality. This event not only commemorates the past, but ignites future generations. I encourage the ongoing efforts of SCOPE in continuing community outreach and voter registration drives. We must be present today and educate our youth in order to foster positive change in our society. SCLC and SCOPE have left an indelible mark on Atlanta, the South, and on our nation as a whole. I commend the SCLC for gathering people to share and discuss a common vision to change our world for the better. On behalf of the citizens of Atlanta, I extend my wishes for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of SCOPE. Sincerely, Kasim Reed.
Thank you. I called up Willie Bolton and said, can you get the mayor here or get a word? So I just want to thank Willie Bolton for goodness.